James 1:2. My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the proving of your faith works patience. Now, I want you to see this, the proving of your faith, because it's in that trial that your faith is proved to you. God already knows. You think you have enough faith to be healed, but it's not till you get in that trial and you desperately find out that you're not healed that you begin to get real enough to ask God for faith. That you quit playing formula games. You quit making things up. All of a sudden it gets you. You repent for everybody you've ever judged who didn't have enough faith. Man, a trial will cause you to repent. If you've got any brains at all, a trial will cause you to repent of everything you can think of. You repent for judging everything. You all of a sudden begin to realize there's a lot of spiritual laws out there that I might have been breaking. God, have mercy on my soul. Teach me more, Lord. Oh, Lord, forgive me, God. And if you're not doing that, you are so full of pride that destruction is going to come your way. At least keep me humble enough, Lord, to be able to repent good. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the proving of your faith works patience. Now, wait a minute now. That means when I'm going through these trials, God is proving my faith. He is increasing my faith. He's calling me to understand faith. He's causing me to, faith means trusting him, really. That's what the word means, to trust God. And also I'm having to trust God. I'm looking at little ways to trust God. I'm going deeper in trusting God. And as I do this, as I learn to trust him, as I watch his faithfulness, as I move into this place of understanding him, then he's worked patience in me. And some translations says perseverance. In other words, he's made me able to endure hardships. He's made me able to believe in him when it doesn't look right. I'm no longer just speaking something based on what my brain thinks or what somebody else's book says. All of a sudden, I'm getting a revelation of God for real in this trial. And my faith is increasing because I'm getting a real understanding of God. I'm talking to him. He's talking back. There's something real going on. There's a relationship developing that's deeper than it's ever been. And in that place, I learn to persevere or to have patience or to know that I 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 know he is faithful. He who's promised is faithful. It doesn't matter about my circumstances anymore. See, you will really know you've won when you break through and the circumstances really don't matter. While you're still looking for the circumstances to tell you if you've won or not, you haven't won. But when you know that you know, and it doesn't matter to you any longer how long you have to wait it out, how much you have to do warfare, what you have to believe, then I will tell you something, you have what you're believing. And don't think this is something that might be a week or a month. I mean, when God added to my faith, patience or perseverance, it's been a 9-year journey. And I would say somewhere around year number 5 or 6, there was a breakthrough where I absolutely knew. It no longer mattered what the doctor said. And then I began to get revelation about what God was showing me that would be for purpose. And my all thing became a thing that made me know that I loved God more than I ever loved him before, understood him better. He caused me almost all this teaching that's helped all you guys, over 110 tape series and everything. There was a breakthrough of purpose even before the miracle was complete. Hallelujah. If you can start having purpose before you see your miracle, then your all thing is already working for good. Won't that make the devil ticked? You're preaching healing and you're still fighting sickness, but you're really preaching healing. You're laying hands on people. They're getting healed while you're still fighting something. You're already got to the point where your all thing is bringing purpose because you love God. God, I'm obeying you when everybody thinks, who is she to pray for somebody? Who is she to do this? She's got a sick kid herself and she's praying for everybody else. You know what? My all thing, sick kid, doesn't faze me because I know that it's working for my good. It's teaching me things for the body of Christ. It's teaching me things to help other people get whole. It's making me purge doctrine. It's making me look myself and see if what I've been taught lines up with God's word and his nature and who he is. And then when I know that I know based on his word, my all thing, which has caused me to know God greater, which causes me to love God more, is working for purpose. And I think it's cool that it can work for purpose before I even have the victory, because I don't need the victory once it's working for purpose, because once I know that I know, it's just a matter of the God using it for more glory, God beginning to show me more things, God taking it deeper, God answering other prayers. Because you know that you know. When you get to a place, Marion, to know that you can sleep at night, you will. And as long as you don't, you won't. Margaret, when you know that you're going to be healed, you will. But as long as you don't, you won't. But you need to get your focus off of the all thing and onto the loving God. You'd be amazed. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell some of y'all this. Actually, because I'm going to tell all of y'all this. But for some of you, you need to know this. If you would quit dwelling on your all thing and start walking out in the purpose of your life, you'll walk right out of your all thing. Some of y'all are so stuck in your all thing that you're wasting all this time and you can't obey God to show him you love him. I would be 9 years in my all thing. None of this building would be here, or at least it wouldn't have anything to do with me. I would not have seen Norman healed of AIDS. I would not have seen Deborah healed of cancer. I would not have seen some of your marriages stay together. I would not have seen people got off dope. I would not have seen people raised from the dead. I would not have seen my dog raised from the dead. I would not have seen some of you would have been dead by now. All if I had chose to make my all thing my focus. I'm going to tell you what, you have a pity party if your all thing is your focus. Good preaching. Y'all can say, this is good preaching. When that all thing comes up, when that little devil, I don't care if it's a little kid in you, I don't care what it is. We'll talk about disassociation next week. We do have some of those books if you want them. I think I got 7 left. They're $15, and I'll get this free through the meeting. And we're going to learn about schizophrenia. We're going to get people free from these little personalities and altars and whatever they want to call them. It's just the devil's work taking the place of Christ trying to create you. That's all it is. But we're going to learn where that's at and get you free from it. But let me tell you what. You need to get your all thing on your resume. That's what I was saying when we preach tonight. It's on your resume for who you are in Christ. This, you overcome by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. In other words, I understand how you paid for this, Jesus. Therefore, the word of my testimony is yes and amen. I am more than a conqueror through Christ. Every promise God has promised me is for me. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. And I don't care what the devil has to say. By his stripes, I am healed. But it's a yay. It's not a formula. It's in your spirit. Your spirit knows it. Your spirit's married to the Holy Spirit. You and the Holy Spirit are one. The Holy Spirit carries you in those weak places. But I'm going to tell you what, let your purpose start coming forth. Too many people are sidetracked by their all thing. Some people, this is so sad, and I'm not making fun of anybody, and I thank God that I had a pretty protected childhood, and I know this stuff is difficult, but no pity parties allowed, okay? They're not going to help you. But some of your all things go all the way back to when you were a little kid. Some of you have lived longer saved than you lived with that all thing. And yet that all thing still rules your life. So when the devil torments you with, yes, but your mother wasn't there for you. So you know what, devil, that is my all thing. I think y'all all should get a journal. And when the devil wants to tell you something to remind you of your all thing, I think you got to put it in there. Just say, my mother wasn't there for me. This is my all thing that works together for my good. Thank you, God, that my mother wasn't there for me, because that's going to make me who I am in you, Lord. And it's working together for good. To those who love you, Lord, I had to go after you, Lord, because I couldn't just live the plain old life like everybody else, because it hurt so deeply that my mother wasn't there for me that it caused me to come to a place of having to know you in a deeper way. And I don't think I'd ever believed in inner healing and deliverance, but here I am operating in it now, Lord, because of this all thing. And I thank you for this all thing. It works. And Lord, it's call, it's going to bring me to purpose. What's my purpose in my mother not loving me when I was young? Well, I can bring the love of God to people whose mother didn't love them when they were young. And I can train up young women to love their children and to see how special they are and as a gift from God. And I can start doing the purpose. Quit trying to be your all thing, being the center, not only of your life, but of every little meeting we have, every little get together, anytime people are around. And when the devil says, see, they just don't want you around, say, oh, all thing. That spirit of rejection, always feeling like people don't love me. Devil, you're a liar. That thing's causing me to find out, number one, I don't need people to love me because I found out that God loves me. But you know, that all thing of rejection is going to bring me to purpose. And what's going to be my purpose? To show everybody I can that God loves them and that God will heal them where their parent wasn't able to love them or their dog threw up on their foot and bothered them or whatever it is. I mean, sometimes what people get damaged by is unbelievable. I don't know why I said that one. I don't think this ever happened to me. Does somebody need an inner healing for that? We probably have somebody here like, oh, I remember that. I thought that dog hated me. Never got over it. Some of the stuff people come up with is that silly, but they're that hurt. And Satan used something so deep that they perceive everything incorrectly. You do need inner healing. You do need deliverance. I'm not making light of the gifts of the Spirit that operate to set you free. Jesus came to set you free. He's come to heal the brokenhearted. That's what being wounded like that is. I'm not making fun of that. But I am making fun of the devil thinking he's going to hold God's people in their past. I'm a new creation in Christ. All things have passed away. We need to get the all things on our resume and get it out of the aching place in our heart. Some of the all things are painful. Normally, the all things that hurt the most are shameful all things. Giving up your children, having an abortion, losing a child, being arrested for neglect, doing drugs, being caught, ruining a marriage, being caught in an affair, hiding a horrible secret, hurting somebody, killing somebody. See, the all things, Satan puts shame on them. Because if he can keep that thing locked inside of you, he gets to stay locked inside of you. So the Bible says to confess your sins one to another. And then God is faithful and just to forgive you all sin. Why does he tell us to confess our sins one to another? That's what we're supposed to do when we get in the groups. Because the minute it comes out of your mouth, shame gets broken. I'm not talking about some little confidential conversation that brings me into a soul tie with you. Cindy, Cindy, Cindy. Don't tell anyone. I'm like, don't tell me. I'll probably be on the radio next week, you know. Don't tell me. T-shirt, don't tell me. I have no secrets. Because secrets come from the enemy. I will help you get free where you will use that all thing to glorify God. Where you'll be able to stand up in front of a bunch of people and whatever that all thing is, whether you were a homosexual, when you get that microphone and you can say, my all thing was that the devil had my father molest me when I was 4 years old. And in that place, I took on an unclean spirit and a spirit of homosexuality. And I lived years, the homosexual life. Now, this isn't me personally. People will hear my testimony and think, how could she do all that? She's not even a guy. You know, I just giving you examples here. But you see what I'm saying? But then in that place, when they can stand up and say, but I found the love of God. I found a God who loves the homosexual. I found a God who loves them so much he sets them free. I found a God who loves them so much that his son took that sin and he took that abuse and he took that shame at Calvary so I could be free. I found a God who's such a restoration, God of restoration, that I can now have a family and children and know that God loves me and that I'm not who the devil said I was. And the whole place would go crazy in the Holy Ghost. Anybody wants to judge, God's going to deal with them. And they could do an altar call. And everybody would run up and get set free. Hallelujah. They'd have authority and power because they now have such purpose. Because they found the God of love in the midst of their all thing. Or they could sit around blaming their dad. hating their dad, hating the church that won't accept them, hating everybody, hating God for making them that way, which is a life in the pit of hell. And then they could die and go to hell. But before that judgment, stand before Christ and found out all that he had for them if they would have taken their all thing, found the love of God, and used it for purpose. Can anybody understand why there's no pity parties allowed here? Because if you have a pity party, you're saying that your all thing is not something that God can use for his glory. Jesus Christ died for us. He was beaten for us. He was made naked for us. He was tormented by demons of every kind for us. He did all that for us. And the least we can do with our life is glorify God. Glorify him with our testimonies. Glorify him with our revelation of his love for us. Glorify him with everything that is an all thing. People say, well, you shouldn't talk about your past. No, I'm not talking about my past with bitterness, hurt, and pain. I'm telling you, this is the all thing that works together for my good. Thank you for it, God. Thank you for your faithfulness to set me free, that even what Satan has done has worked out to be the best thing that's ever happened to me outside of salvation. And God, then when I'm thanking you for this all thing, I thank you now, God, use it for your purpose. Use it for your glory. Be glorified. Satan wanted to keep me in shame. I want to see God glorified.